WX221. Mobile home you and you're on. WX221 mobile standing by. That last station that came through, you very fuzzy, hard to hear you. Over. Heard you a little bit better there. I just turned on to, what am I on, Grosbeck. So I should be home in about 10 minutes. WRWX22 mobile out. W438 on the band. RZP 544, we are mobile and good morning, Michigan.
Good morning to you, 544 of USPS 311. you are having a fine morning. It's going to be another beautiful day.
And 311, and seems to be shaping up that way for sure. And to you as well. Have a good day. WRZP 544.
You as well. Yes, yes, 311.
RZP 544, mobile to base. You're listening. They changed the hours on your coffee shop. They don't open until 9 up here on Saturday now. See you when I get home. WRZP 544. If you're listening, you got to turn the radio on.
WSEF 550 monitoring this channel.
WRQV 743, good morning.
Good morning, 743.
How are you doing today? Sounds like we got a guest coming from Sheboygan again.
I'm doing well. I'm from the Thumb, WFES 550, heading towards the UP this morning. So I'll be heading up towards Sheboygan and probably say hi to Bob on the way through.
Yeah, very cool. I'm in Traverse City.
So you must be, what repeater are you using, the Sheboygan one then?
Yeah, I think so. I've got my own repeater at my shop right by the airport in Traverse City. And, yeah, we've had a lot of skips going on every morning. So, yeah, the Sheboygan one that Drake got. WSEU 202 monitoring. WRZG 544, Bob in Sheboygan County. Good morning to you, Bob 202.
Morning to you as well, sir. I hope you're enjoying your day so far, anyway.
About ready to go make me a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. How's that sound?
Brother, you're a little late. I just wolfed down two of them with a mocha frappe, right?
I'm going to walk up to my kitchen and go ahead and make me a couple myself there, 202. Roger that. Enjoy your breakfast. Enjoy your day. WRZP 544. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning, Bob. I'm Sheboygan, dialed down in Madison Heights. How are you this morning, and how's the weather up there?
Good morning, Donald. Currently 47 degrees. We expect to see a high of 76 today and plenty of sunshine, Roger.
Ah, that sounds favorable. We're just... Okay. We might see a little bit of rain from the evidence. We're dry and it's just comfortable. I'm sitting out here waiting for Sean to come up by and pick me up because we have our Saturday morning breakfast club meeting.
Most definitely envious. You folks have a lot of places to eat there, and of course you can realize ours are pretty selective, but make sure you tell everyone I said good morning there, Roger.
Some may be listening right now as they're coming in. A few of them have a bit of a distance to drive, I would say at least a good half hour. And, I mean, I could walk there in 30 minutes. And I live halfway between the restaurant. Sean lives halfway. Well, he's actually closer to the restaurant than I am. But since I don't currently have a vehicle and I'm driving is restricted because of my health, he's kind enough to come pick me up. So, I got about a mile walk. But, yeah, it's just a nice, cool, beautiful day with a nice breeze at the moment.
All good, copy. It promises to be a good week here. Maybe showers coming in Wednesday. I'm guessing that's from the storm there. But other than that, living the dream. Trees are just now beginning to change colors. Very little activity with the trees turning so far. And as I said, we're expected to have a real nice week ahead of us.
Copy that. Well, you enjoy your weekend. And, you know, every time you say you're on the road in the morning, you know, you're mobile. I keep calling the sheriff's department up there, but they just haven't yet caught up to you. So I don't know how sneaky you are, but I'm quite impressed. Have a great one. Take care. WRCY 565. We're clear.
Some of that fine army training there. Some of that fine army training, yeah. They got to get up pretty early to get a hold of me. All right, sir. Donald, enjoy your day. And again, please let everyone know that we're thinking about them, and y'all be safe down there. WRZP 544, your friend, Sheboygan County Bob.
Sounds like a line right out of Stripes when Bill Murray says to the, whatever it is, the head of the armed forces there, he says, why are you here, sir? Recruitment training, sir. And I guess you were a part of that. So hats off to you and thank you for your service. WRC Wi-Fi 65.
WRCB 544.
Charlie 421 mobile.
WRCY 565 clear.
WRCY 565, WRYB 421, trying this again. I think it was in a bad pocket.
Yeah, I got you that time. You're coming to breakfast, I take it? Or are you just out for a Saturday morning ride?
Looks like you survived. Congratulations.
I doubled up on I survived. I've been going there about an hour and a half of sleep since I got home at about a quarter to three this morning. And after breakfast, I've got a little bit of time before round two starts.
Well, that's cool. Looks like you're going to make progress.
Yeah, I should be in, and I think I see Sean pulling in now. So I will let you go, and I will see you up there.
Sean, if you're later, man. WRCY565, WRYP421, clearing the frequency.
Station 544. And station out there, 544. WIUG 38. WIUG 488, WRZQ 544. Good morning, Jack. Well, good morning, Bob. How is the weather by you? And here it's a little bit raining.
We're currently at 47 degrees, and it's predicted 76 degrees today and plenty of sunshine. We don't see any rain in the forecast here. 40% chance maybe Wednesday, Roger.
The Bob over here is different. My car reading 66, and it's a tripping a little bit, raining.
Roger that. Plenty of fog here this morning, but no rain. We sure could use it, though, but we'll take what Mother Nature gives us, Reggio.
Roger, Bob. Yeah, you take care. Let me, I want to see that guy. He was on Traverse City. He was talking to this morning. I don't know if he's still out that way or not. Roger.
Roger that. I hadn't heard him. Also, if Randall's at breakfast, pass my information along to him, if you would. He was looking for one of them MFJ window dealy-wheelies that we can pass coax through and everything. When I moved to the new house here, Jack, I couldn't find the one I bought from MFJ. And I went, screw it, I built myself one, which was a lot cheaper. I have it, and if he wants it, I'll send it down there to him. I'll mail it down there to him, and he can have it, Roger.
I do that, Bob. No problem. But if he comes in, but I don't think he's going to come to the breakfast. He never did, so I don't know. Maybe a chance to see him. Well, good to see him anyhow. All right, Bob. You can take care. I'm going down that way anyhow. Have a good day. W-I-U-G, Brady.
Good copy, Jack. Enjoy your breakfast. Tell some of your one we said hello there, and we'll do it again, sir. Always a pleasure. WRZP 544, clear on your final one, Monica.
Sam Charlie Zebra A10 mobile monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Q0969 to WRDC 336. I'll copy. 336. Try again. You were broken and non-readable. You can open the repeater, but I get no audio. We'll move on here for a second. WQZJ969, calling WRDC336, Unit 1. I'll copy.
WRDC336, Unit 1, got you loud and clear.
Same with you, Jake. Got you loud and clear. Nice signal there. WQZJ969, WSET544, how copy? WQZJ969, WSET544, do you copy? WQZJ969 to WRDC336. Go again. I heard you that time. You started to break up a little bit at the end. You were probably, signal strength was probably a 4 out of 5. Clarity and audio was probably at 2.5 or 3 out of 5. WRDC336, Unit 1, you're still hanging tough with us.
WRDC336,
Unit 1, still here,
got you loud and clear.
Awesome. Okay, we will hold on till the 10:50 segment, our last segment, and then we'll close out and go from there, and if anybody wants to hold on, we will go back to the after 10 to 50 segment. If anybody wants to hold on, we'll go back to the Hebron repeater, and we can do any questions or, you know, talk about things there if we want. If not, we'll sign off from there. Okay? WQZJ969, clear the repeater.
Donald, are you listening here? 565 Donald, you listening?
WSTN 598 monitoring. Hey, Grant. Are you? Who's going on 2 p.m.? Who's joining? I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Grant. I might get you on the telephone. WSTN 598, standing by.
I just got home, and I haven't, you know, ate any, well, I got to prepare for, you know, dinner and all that, and that's why. But you're sounding a little bit scratchy, maybe because you are moving, right?
Yes, sir. I'm on the road, and I'm actually sending up the medical and over at the Seekers Center at Computer Store there. I'm approaching Telegraph here on 686 West.
You almost home?
No, I'm actually probably 20 miles away.
Okay, now you're getting better because there was a lot of scratches before, but now it's a lot better. Roger?
Okay, good. Yeah, there are some areas on 696 that kind of give me a little bit of trouble, but for the most part, it's okay.
Tell me about 696. All the way to Novi is going to be that way anyhow, which is not only you. It's a lot of radios like that. Roger, WIUG 48.
I think I just picked up a pocket here where it's not working so well, but yeah, you know, it's good to hear from you. It's nice to see your breakfast, and I hope you can do well in your exam.
Roger, now you're sounding a lot better from before. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I got to study a little bit more and see what happens.
Yes, sir. Better need to study. All right, Jack, I'll let you go. We'll clear the frequency in case anybody else wants to hop on. Thanks for the contact. WRYV 421. I will clear on your final, sir. You have a good rest of your day.
to that. You take care and you have a good day. And don't do what I do. I'm just joking. Anyhow, take care. You have a good day. WIUG48.
WSEY 842. Is the link system still operating?
WSEU 202, giving a shout out to Whiskey Romeo Zulu Quebec 607. You got them ears on?
Yeah, real quick, station calling. Are the link systems still operational?
If we repeat that last transmission, I step back, 202.
842 here. Are the repeaters linked anymore?
Yeah, I talked to Bob up there in Sheboygan today, so they must be linked.
That's great. Okay. Well, good. I hope things stay that way. So, I've been away doing work where I wasn't able to get any radio, but I checked on Facebook and I noticed another group that I like has gone away. So, I don't know what the deal is with that, but it definitely sucks. Anyway, well, have a great afternoon and carry on. And I'm going to hop up here in the truck and get things moving. This is WSCY 842.
I don't know if he's still out there or not. This is WIUG 48, copy.
I got a copy on you. How you doing, Jack? This is WSLA 842, man. Just sitting here in the truck waiting for it to warm up.
How you doing today?
Going real good. Looking to find me some lunch. Got nice calm weather. I don't know what I got going on the agenda. I got so many projects I can do. How's it going down there?
Oh, well, doing good here, except, the weather acts a little bit because there's no sunshine. And earlier, about 3 hours ago, it was a little bit dropping rain. Roger?
Oh, yeah, Roger on the rain. I'm not sure if I had rain last night or not. It's a little damp on the ground, but everything seems dry right now. Well, I know it was sunny for a while and then went back over to overcast.
I woke up about 7:30. It was no sunshine at all. Then it started a little bit. And about 8:30, something like that, it stopped a little bit. But now, when I came back, I went to breakfast and came back, and it was a little bit raining.
You might have been doubling with somebody in there for a minute. Either that or you got a bad spot in your signal, because it was crystal clear, then went real rough, and then came right back in.
How about now?
Is
now any better?
Yeah, it was a little bit better.
WRZQ 607, standing by.
Go ahead, ZQ.
It's been a while since I hopped on here. I'm coming into the Detroit Pier. Just checking in, see if, how active it is, that's all.
It's radioactive. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, it is. At 625 for Peter, you know, guys interfering all the time, so I wouldn't worry too much about that, but you're sounding good. And this is WIUG for the 8.
Am I getting any interference over here?
Go ahead, Travis.
I'll let you guys talk for a second. I'm going to fix something on the truck here real quick before I take off. I'll be back in just a minute. This is Travis, Flint Township, coming through the Flint Machine, WSUA 42. I'll be back in about 5. I just got to make an adjustment.
No problem.
Roger that.
Take you a little bit. WIUG 48.
27, standing by. Catching that interference there. Sounds like somebody's keying up without saying anything.
Station out there, 327. You don't sound good. Maybe move around here, but you'll be doing better, probably. Not sounding good at all. I don't know what to tell you. Are you inside the house? And you're on the walkie-talkie, correct?
Yeah, I'm on a
handheld
outside.
It's a little bit better now. I don't know, but you gotta, you know, move around or put your handheld straight up. And now we can hear you good. Roger?
Yeah, sounds good. Am I sounding any clearer to you?
Yeah.
That, you sound a lot better. Roger?
Thank you for the advice.
Jack. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48. Go ahead, Travis. Now you got two radio working. Turn off one of them that way because you're getting an echo. Roger, WIUG 48.
That. Goodness. Just had to rewire the engine bay on this truck and took the batteries out. Somehow or another, this radio lost its programming. Of course, there was a problem with the charging circuit anyway. It was charging at about 17 volts, and now she's back down to 14.5, which is as low as I can get her to charge. Go ahead.
You sounded like you're sitting by me here, which is good. I don't know, I have the power supply, and my radio reached 13.8.
Roger.
Base radio right now. I got a Motorola MaxTrack 300 that's got a shorted diode on the power. So I'm going to go through that. It has a specific ROM in the firmware that I want because I have a Motorola DustTrack fire dispatch console from the fire service, forestry fire service, and it's got a really nice, never really seen one before on a Motorola, but it's got a UV meter, that's red LED, a clock, and a pager system. So I'm never going to use the pager feature, but it looks pretty cool. And you don't need a microphone. You can talk directly by pressing the talk button into the mic that's built onto the front of the panel. Or you can use the dispatch mic, which is a classic-looking Motorola desk mic.
Let me tell you something. Motorola is the best radios out there. Roger, and this is for sure. I know that a long time ago, about 35 years ago, I know Motorola is the good radios. Roger.
I got lots of them. I got to stop buying these Chinese radios because they're starting to outnumber my Motorolas. But, I never was too much of a hard study for UHF equipment. But a Motorola is a Motorola. It's all in what goes out. So I just got to get me some more of the UHF stuff. I got a UHF repeater. I just got to finish working on it. But time right now is a commodity I don't have.
And I know what you're saying. Between work and do this and do that, between house and all the other good stuff out there, yeah, there's not even, sometimes it's very hard to get a chance to go through all that things you gotta do. Roger?
Did I commit a right? There we go, I think I wrote the memory channel. Oh, yeah, I'm using a YT, a QYT 8900 right now. It's awful, but it works. I've had it since before the GMRS craze took off. This radio must be close to 10 years old. I got a lot of radios. I got some backpack radios. I've got some, you name it, I probably got one. I got a lot of crazy stuff. Got a lot of military radios. I don't know. I just collect a bunch of them. I got something to dust.
Yeah, you're right about that. I got about 15 radios here. Some, base stations, some not. And I just got one of those PYT 9600. Roger.
Have one of those also. It seems to me that I've got a few that I have not opened. They're still in the box. I'll just looking online on these Chinese websites and I'll find them, like AliExpress, and there'll be a really good deal on them. So, of course, in about 7 days, I have a radio that I'll mess with for a minute and then not for a long time. My biggest hard one right now is to find a 5/8 wave monoband VHF. I'd like to do that, because I got a diplexer I'm going to put in the cab of the truck. And on the passenger side, I got my UHF, and then on the driver's side, I want to have my VHF for ham radio. And I might even put on another radio for UHF, but I don't know. Don't want the cab full of mics.
You're right, and you don't know which mic it's which because you're studying and driving, and you don't know what radio is going off. That's the reason why. Roger?
Nice came up to 2 ITs also. I mean, they're front panel programmable. Only two Motorolas, three Motorolas that I know of that are front panel programmable. Motorola GP68 Ham Edition, the Motorola Astro Spectra Railroad, and the Motorola Jedi JT2000 is front panel programmable. But all those radios have one problem, they're all monoband. Except, no, actually I think the Motorola GP68 is definitely monoband.
Now, let me tell you, they're all good radios, though, Motorola. Anyone you put, your audio is excellent, and your signal is good, too. And that's why I think about Motorola. But I just got one, that DUIT, the 9600, and it's 50-watt radio, and that's why I'm trying to test.
On the ham bands, I've got a Motorola Centaur, Spectra 9000, something like that. Anyway, it's a drawer radio, and it's 100, I think she's tuned out to 150. And she doesn't mind 14.5 volts.
Well, let me tell you something about the Motorola. I had a guy from New York about a week and a half ago. He was on the Motorola base station, and he had 50-watt radio from New York. Roger?
Sorry, I was on a link or something, or node? I know propagation must have been something. I mean, UHF can propagate like no other, but that's a heck of a reach.
That was a big reach for him. And yeah, last year I talked to him, and this year I did talk to him. He said he just got in the office, and he's on the Motorola 50-watt. But he was sounding good. Excellent.
Well, those ones, I was on a... I was on a Motorola FT1000 99 channel DHF handheld, and there was some extreme propagation going on. I was up on US-2, and I made a contact back at Clear QSO with Bob Olson on the amateur radio repeater 147-100 in Flint, Michigan, on top of the Health Plus building at the time. And it was handheld radio to repeater, clear as day. And it was about a, I don't know, by car, a 3-hour drive.
Yes, sir, I believe that. I'm all in right now on a DB20G reality. And I think I'm on a medium watt, too.
Text message from somebody to check out something called GMRS Freedom Nation. Have you ever heard of that? I haven't. I'm going to look it up when I get to the stop up here. And I'll have about a half an hour to do nothing.
I've never heard that one. I'd like to know what does that one do. Roger?
Know what it does. I feel like it's probably a way to get more nodes and systems up and running. If not, I'm hoping it's a lobbyist group like the ARRL to help with negotiating rules regarding the FCC. Because remember, their rules are not laws. And the Supreme Court just helped us out with that one a couple of months ago. So if we can get an entity in there to assist with negotiating things and make GMRS a much nicer and more robust ability, perhaps it would be great to give us some digital mode frequencies.
I like that. Digital frequencies, really. That's what they should have done with all these JMRS. Change them that way, and then that we'll all be good satisfied with them. Roger.
WCYA 42 for the identification. You know, that's good in the digital mode, but I was thinking along the lines of it'd be kind of cool if you've got, you know, gigantic hail or something going on and you could transmit a picture on another frequency and I could see that picture like we do on SSTV, slow scan television with ham radio. I can send a picture over, you know, my radio set and a guy gets to see what I'm seeing when he's not around. Or, you know, follow his way up in the UP, can shoot some sunshine shots down here of nice-looking areas.
You're right, Dad. Well, Travis, good talking to you and good to hear from you. And you have a good day. I got to back out of here a little bit. WIUG 88, Rochester Hills.
Jack's an idiot. Idiot Jack.
Jack, have a good one. I think somebody's hollering for you.
Jack's an idiot.
GRZP 544. I just happened to look up that website. GMRS Freedom Nation looks to be solely a node sign up. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Pop, monitoring the frequency.
Thank you extremely much for that because I heard some guzzling and rumbling that there was some organizational level, that there was something coming to help moderate things. But, you know, I hate to talk about it out loud, but we all probably know. This is going to be one of them things. But, yeah, thanks for letting me know. I wonder if that comment comes as the note is the new way to communicate via repeater, or otherwise, say, with lack of repeater connections.
Seems to be a very vague website. It comes up your name, email, call sign, existing node. You hit the menu. We have home, node request, blog, and then contact. Seems to be nothing proactive as far as legislation or rules and regulations go. All right, enjoy your trip and be safe. I enjoyed your conversation there with Jack. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Monitoring the frequency.
Take care of there. I think it's Bob up there in Sheboygan. Have a good one. And good hearing from you. This is Travis down here in Flint Township. Boy, I don't know what's in the air out here, but it's not good. Okay, WSCY 842 moving down the road.
WRZQ 607, calling WFEU 202.
There you go, 607, 202.
What's going on, man?
Getting ready to go outside. I got a
hook up an inverter and some lights inside my truck.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, we're just chilling at home. I got off of work at 11. Maybe I'm like 45 minutes.
Are you talking off that that orange handheld there?
Yep, I'm talking off of that in the Detroit here, sitting on the couch.
There you go, there you go. Yep, I'm in the house talking on that ball thing, no doubt. I'm about ready to head back out there.
Roger that, all right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
So that is, that tower there, that is a, like a push-up type. You can lower and raise your beams up and down there. Is that what's going on?
Yep, it's going in here. See what I'm putting in here. And I'm putting it to use.
That mass transmission broke all up.
It's called a hazer, and yeah, I built it at work today. It's for beams, or any kind of really, but mainly for beams, and it's to lower and raise it without having to climb or lay down a tower or anything like that. Mine's a climbable tower, or a lay down, and it's also a lay down tower, but, you know, it's heavy, and can't always get a crew here when you need them, so that makes things a lot easier to maintain or to change out antennas, and I'm always doing crap, so it makes things a lot easier for me.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat configuration you have over there. I have to connect a 20-foot pole to the fence next door and then put an electric winch and then wench mine down into the other yard.
Yeah, I didn't want to deal with any guy wires or anything like that. So, I went 5 feet deep, 4x4 on the cement, and mine's self-supporting all the way up.
Yeah, I'm sure if you drive by the house, man, the top of my house looks, or drive by, yeah, the top of my house looks like NASA.
Yeah, all my neighbors thought I worked for the government when I put my antennas up. They're like, why so many? I'm like, there's only two, relax.
I had a neighbor ask me what I was watching, not trying to watch on TV.
Yeah, I plan on putting either a 4 or 5 element in the air. And, you know, I don't want to climb or lay down, so I was like, well, I'll build one of those. That way, and I didn't want to deal with guy wires, too. You know, if I put something that big up there, I have to guy it. And I was like, well, I'll put it up when I use it, and I'll be able to push a button and bring it back down. So, that's what I came up with. I found that, and been making it ever since. It took probably 3 hours a couple days ago, and then today I just added the ports and added where I can mount the rotor and everything else.
You better go ahead and patent that thing and make a rich man richer.
Yeah, I was thinking about making a couple of them. Anyway, I'm going to take a standby here, hang out with the girlfriend a little more. WRZQ607, standby.
WSEU 202, final. Take care.
WSBQ 996, monitoring the frequency.
WSBY 676 to 690.
WRTX 929 mobile.
WFDN 598 checking in. Grant, you out there? Come back, Grant. WSEN 598 monitoring.
WSDN 598. Grant, come back.
WSBN 598 monitoring. Grant, you out there?
WSBN 306, yep, hear you loud and clear.
You get pretty wet out there? Are you a bunch of wet dogs?
Yeah, we're pretty soaked.
No second trip, I take it.
We did get the heavy weather spinnaker up, so it's looking pretty good. It only took us like 40 minutes to get it going.
How did it fly?
It's looking good.
All right, I think we're gonna. If you're not going on a second outing, we're gonna sit here and watch shows. If anyone wants to pop over and play some games, feel welcome.
What's your game inventory look like?
We got some stuff. We got Trains. We've got Hanabi. We've got Splendor. But why? What do you have in mind?
Adam wants to know if you have cards for Nerds.
Affirmative. Also, what was the Max's status? Did you ever get him on the repeater?
No, he's too far away in Charlevoix to hit anything that's linked up.
Gotta hit that Sheboygan repeater.
Yeah, I think he's just a little too far.
All right, well, we're here. Is that a yes from a crew of people? Oh, also, I don't know if Nick has been updated, but apparently Emily found a dog today. So I think Nick's a new dog dad.
Well, Nick just heard you loud and clear from that, and I believe it's the first time he found out. So congratulations, Nick.
Congratulations, Nick.
Are you at your place? Whose place are you at?
We're in Southwest, right, Audrey?
Copy that.
WSBN 598.
Monitoring. We're still figuring out if we're doing games, but thanks for letting us know. I think we maybe we're going to dry off first, and I'm interested. WFM 306 standing by.
WRWX 221 mobile. Base, do you copy?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10 in the mobile monitoring.
WSCU 218, check. Radio check. Radio check.
WRPS 211, check's clear.
WSCU 218, Elena, do you hear me?
WLTS 211, whoever's just keyed in, you're breaking up a little bit, go ahead and repeat last. Clear.
Thank you, sir.
WRVV 690, listening. WSVY 676, WRVV 690.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 812. On occurrence.
What a useless game.
WFEM 906. Max, can you hear me? Over.
WFEU 202, and we're just listening in.
WFEM 306, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Huck, is that you? WFCN 747. Is anybody out there for a radio check?
747, you're coming through loud and clear over here to the Macomb repeater.
After that, yeah, I just got my GMRS license about a couple months ago, and I just got a radio today that was a DGMRS, so I just programmed the Detroit Detroit repeater in here, so I'm in the edge of Metro Detroit and Redford, over.
It's working, man. Keep doing what you're doing, hearing you loud and clear.
Thank you very much for that. Now I know I'm doing it right. So, okay. Thank you very much for it. I'll talk to you another time.
You are most welcome. Have yourself a good evening. WSBS 311.
WSBS 311. Thank you very much. 73.
And both of you are sounding great into the Flint repeater, WSDD 439 in Flushing.
Oh, so this is a link repeater, huh? I didn't know GMRS was linked. This repeater was a link repeater. Thank you for that information.
The Macomb, Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, and Sheboygan. I think there's one between Saginaw and Flint and Mayville as well. Repeaters. So you're making it up here too.
Right to that. I'm originally from Oscoda County, and I moved down here last October. I've been, I'm a ham operator for 7 years, and I thought I'd expand out a little more and learn a little more about GMRS, so I'm just now getting my feet wet on it.
Roger that. I'm currently studying for the tech license right now. If you go online and go to MI8, I believe it's systems.com or .systems, I believe it is. MI8.systems. You'll see where they're, all the green paths are. To get, you know, heading from one repeater to the other.
Roger that. Thank you very much. My personal name is Larry over here, Lima Alpha Romeo Romeo Yankee. I'll do that as soon as I get the dog inside of him. I'm taking him for a walk right now. It was last night for his last walk for the night and stuff before we go to bed. Over.
Roger that. Gotta take care of the puppies. But you're sounding good. You're hitting your repeater and hitting the other ones is, you know, very well as well. All right, we'll let you go. Personal here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. And again, WSDD 439 in Flushing will be clear of the frequency.
Hey, Dave, you want a tip on getting your license for your technician?
I'll take any tip I can.
Do you have the technician book?
No. Negative on that. I have... trying to remember which one online I have. I've been following it. Also been taking Zoom classes, you name it, a little bit of everything right now, but I don't have the technician's book. There is also a YouTube channel where they go over all the correct answers.
I said that, yeah, I was going to suggest that YouTube channel for that, for all the correct answers. But if you keep your hands on the book, in the back it has all the test questions and stuff that. Mark out, if you ever get hold of one, mark out all the incorrect answers. And then when you go over it, just read the question and the correct answer, go on to the next question and the correct answer, you know, and go on through that way. I had a closed head injury about 20-something years ago. I can't remember a lot of things real easy. I had to do it repeatedly to try to remember it. But that's how I got my attack and my general. That's the way I got mine. And it helped me out quite a bit when another guy told me to do that.
Roger that. Might be something to look into then. I'm taking hamradioprep.com. That's the online one I'm doing.
Yeah, Roger that. That's a good one too. You can also sign up for QRZ.com and you apply, when you sign up for it, you do not have my license yet. And you'll put your name in there and stuff for now. But they have a lot of testing, free testing you can do online there and stuff that also. That's another one that I had, I used also, believe.
Roger that. Yeah, the only other thing that I'm worried about is maybe filling my head with too much stuff and forgetting the important things.
Don't worry about learning all the technical stuff right now. Get your license. Just basic duty. Do the test and stuff that over and over again. When you get like 80-90%, take the test. While it's still fresh in your head. That is the best way we tell a lot of other young guys that's going for their technician to do it and stuff. Then they seem to do it really well. There was another thing I was going to say, and I forgot what it was, but let's see, what it was. Damn memory of mine. But good luck with that, and hope to talk to you guys again.
Roger that. Mike in, I think, section 17, and I'm averaging right around 86% on all of them, you know, some higher, some lower. The part that really got me was the schematics part. And I had to go back over that stuff because they really didn't really touch on it very strongly until the test. And it was like half of the test was on the schematic stuff, and I really didn't pay that much attention to it. So then I went back and redid it and got, you know, 92 on it. So, yeah, just plugging away. We'll see how it all works out. And maybe the next time you talk to me, it might be on 2 meters. Who knows? All right, we'll let you go. WSBB 439, Dave in Flushing. We're out.
Okay, Dave, one thing to remember is not all those questions are going to be on that test. There's only like 30 to 40 questions on a test, I believe. But I only take a couple questions from each section. So, you know, if you're doing pretty good on one section, not the others, I just brush up on the ones that you're not really good at, and you do just awesome. So with that, I'll talk to you guys later. This is WSCN747. Larry, I'll talk to you guys later. Wish you all a good night, and God bless.
Roger that. Got a barking dog over here. They want to get him on the line. So we'll talk to you later. Yeah, I think there's a pool of over 400 questions, and they use 35 of them. So, yeah. It'll be an adventure anyways. All right? Thank you very much. We'll get back with you later. WSDD 439, clearing the frequency.
WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy. Oh, I guess he's not out there. WIUG 48, clear.
Okay, see you, Jack.
Ed.
What's going on there, Jack? WRUZ 984.
There's that good guy. I know him 2 years ago. Roger, how you doing?
I can't remember anything that happened yesterday.
Yeah, Dale, because you work 24 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Well, that's what I tell my wife, just so I can not have to do any of that honey-do list.
Sometime you gotta have that adult driver.
Yeah, I did have a couple of those tonight. I grilled a whole bunch of ribs on the barbecue, made a whole bunch of roasted potatoes, and you gotta, after a dinner like that, you gotta finish that off with a couple of adult beverages.
Let's go, Dale. I'm sure you had a good time, good day today with all that cooking outside. It's raining here, and I wasn't home all day at all.
Yeah, it rained here, so I had to wear my rain gear, but I was able to keep the charcoal grill underneath one of the overhangs from the house, so at least it could cook even.
That was a good idea you did that. That is a hell of an idea to do that. I don't have that.
Yeah, I'm in a one-story ranch out here in Southfield, so you get a good foot and a half, 2 feet worth of overhang on the roof, you know, as it hangs over the outside wall, so that makes it real handy to do some things out there. And today I made use of it. It didn't rain hard, so I would have been all right, but you know, you just, when it comes to ribs, you got to do them just right.
Yeah, you got to soak them very good. Let them stay like, I don't know, I used to work at one restaurant in Utica, and they used to soak them overnight, you know, memorandum, I guess they call that. So that's what they call it. I don't know, but they do it, and next day, it really is so good. And when I used to work at the restaurant, I used to eat ribs between every 2 or 3 days, eat some of that ribs.
I don't know if I've ever marinated ribs before. That might be something worth thinking about. Usually, you know, I just stick them in there with some, on the charcoal grill, let them go 2-3 hours. You know, it's not a real barbecue, but at least they taste good.
I guess so. Sometimes you try to marinate them, really, because they really taste good, and they melt in your mouth. That's what they said.
Yep. Yes, it wasn't too bad. You know, for parts of the day, the Tiger game was on outside in the garage radio, of course. They lost against Chicago, which is hard to believe, but yeah, it's one of those things, you know, you're out there grilling and you got the baseball game on, it's all good.
Yeah, that's what I do in the summer. If they play at 2 o'clock, I'm out there cooking outside hamburgers, sausage, you know, Texas sausage, that's what I like. And, you know, Hebrew hot dogs. Oh, those are delicious too. Roger.
Yep, I like all that stuff. You know, if it's red meat, I'll eat it.
But there's no Doma out there.
I think if I was to have Doma every day, I'd probably be pretty fat.
That is 100%. But you'll do excellent. Every day you wake up on time, go to work on time, and you're not lazy.
Yep. I noticed all the guys that eat the Dolmas, they're out there, they're go-getters. They're not lazy Americans.
Well, I don't know about that, but they really, it's healthier. But the spices, you know, which is tastes good with the spices. Roger.
Yep. Yeah, it keeps your digestion flowing, all them spices.
With it, you know what goes with it, Dale? It goes, you know, adult beverage, one is a good one. Roger?
Yeah, well, when I'm working for the lady across the street and she makes me that Doma, she don't approve of none of them adult beverages. She'll give me water or soda pop.
Well, a soda pop does the job too. You know, all that, when you drink the soda pop, that goes really down to the ground.
Yeah.
I think I need to unkey for a couple minutes here. I'm going to be back in, I think, 5 minutes. I think I can be back here in 5 minutes. I'll be right back, Jack. WRUZ 984. Adele, I gotta go finish my medulla. I have medulla, some pistachio. So I gotta go get going. I'll talk to you a little bit. WIUG 88.